everyone, and welcome to Another Bite, where we rewatch the most innovative and intriguing pitches from Shark Tank. I'm Jory, and I'm joined by the amazing, the adaptable, and the accomplished Ariel.
How's it going?
How many Air Force pilots does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, they just hold it up while the world revolves around them. Okay, don't tell my husband I just said that. Anywho. Today's product is all about military, but make it fashion. Will the sharks fall in line or will they send this veteran founder packing? See you in like 15 seconds. Is it just me or does it feel like the marketing playbook is always changing? Much like the age-old question, to skinny jean or to not skinny jean, marketing strategies can come and go and come back again. Who can keep up? Luckily, HubSpot makes it their job to keep marketers on trend and on track to hit their goals. Their 2024 State of Marketing Report is the all-in-one guide for everything happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. HubSpot surveyed more than 1,400 marketing pros across the world and curated the top trends they're thinking about. Sure, there's AI, but there's so much more. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy and boosting efficiency and growth. You get all the info you need to shape your strategy for the year and keep on winning into next year. Don't get caught hopping on an old trend. Visit HubSpot.com/state-of-marketing to get your free copy of the report. Today in the tank, we have Torch. And Torch is brought to us by founder Haley, who is seeking $150,000 for 10% equity in her business, which is a $1.5 million valuation. Quick math there. The problem that Haley is solving for is that Haley is actually a United States Air Force veteran. And throughout her career in the military, she saw that it was actually really difficult to find an option in the uniform and have a functional base layer that was like both comfortable, but then also a little bit stylish. So that's why she designed Torch, a base layer alternative for women in the service, which is going to essentially give you a very stylish bodysuit instead of the traditional t-shirt you wear under your uniform that is breathable, stretchable, snappable, but it's really focused on comfort and functionality. Again, making sure that the women that are serving are feeling as good as their service. So thinking about the pitch, the founder, our product, Ariel, initial thoughts.
Yeah, defensibility is the first thing that comes to mind. Don't get me wrong. There's not really many opportunities to express yourself in a way that feels the most authentic to being a woman.
Sure.
But in a very nice packaged way.
True.
So I see the potential values. I think the challenge is, you know, there's not really anything that's unique to it that's going to really defend it from like bigger competitors coming into the space and like reproducing something similarly.
That makes sense.
So what do you think, Jory? Let's get some Jory lore.
All right, some Jory lore. So Jory lore of today is that I actually live on an Air Force base currently, and it is a pilot training base. So I went to ask my husband, and then I was like, I could do better than that, because he's not the persona, right?
He's not.
And I knew exactly what she was talking about, because you have to wear this t-shirt or this base layer no matter where you're going into work, right? So if you're in an office setting and you're in the military, you need to wear this base layer. If you are a pilot in the military, you need to wear this base layer under your jumpsuit. So last night, I actually talked to...
Did we get some market research?
I did a little focus group, and I pulled together all of the women that are in my husband's pilot class and several others.
I love this.
So it was a group of 10. I would say 9 of them knew about this brand,
really?
Right? So it's got brand recognition.
Wow.
I will also say, to kind of pull back the layer, on most military bases, there's a commissary, which is the equivalent of a grocery store. And then there's something that's called the exchange, which is what she's saying that she's currently in. Now, the exchange will vary base to base, but essentially what it is like an all-in-one super center where you can get very, very high military discounts on things like electronics, on things like brand name goods, on things like purses even, but most importantly on outfits, right? On clothing. And this is where they would go to if you needed a replacement piece for your uniform. So she's saying that she has in-store placement to these exchanges across these different bases, making it an important point of purchase for most military folks looking to potentially upgrade or replace their base layer. Back to my focus group, all of them said that this is actually a problem. Their base layers are unisex, but you know, women have very different body types. And so as part of the uniform, you always have to tuck in your shirt. And so two of them actually had these bodysuits. They had them on and they were like stretching and like dancing. And they were like,
you got a full product display.
Oh my God. It was like a demo. And they were like, I don't have to worry about it. It's like one less thing. I know it's always going to look good. It's incredible.
So it solves a need.
It solves like an actual need. And so the one thing that got a little tricky and why certain women hadn't bought it is the typical base layer t-shirt is about $4. Give or take. This is a $60 alternative,
yeah,
which makes it definitely a markup. But then to certain women, it was definitely something that because of how they felt in it, it was worth the money. And because it was so durable, they were like, honestly, it's worth the money. So I know that that price is steep and it will definitely drive away certain buyers. But at the same time, there's clearly a need for this. And this is, again, just in the military. It was interesting because what this founder was doing is basically opening it up to the different branches and trying to make it functional. I will say too, in terms of defensibility, the colors are very strict. And granted, yes, that's like something that these big corporate companies could adhere to, but it's like they are strict to the T. And if you have a contract with the military, they will probably tell you if there's a change ahead of time so you can make sure that you're pivoting into your new stock very quickly. Yeah. So I think that big companies might have that agility, but if she's already got a contract, she's got foresight a little bit. For the Air Force, their base layer is like this olive green color. And I have never been humbled so quickly. They were like, no, Jory, it's coyote brown. Oh. But it's like a very specific hue and shade, and it has to be that color. So I think the fact that she's already coming into the tank with a military contract at something that's going to appear in the exchange, so she's already really advantageously placed, doesn't make her entirely defensible. I think it gives her a step up, but it was really interesting to actually talk to some of these service women because I like bodysuits. I think they're fashionable, but I was like, is this actually that much of a problem, right? Like, you got to tuck in your shirt. I get it. And like, it actually is. It is a functional problem. And looking good and feeling good is something that we shouldn't take for granted.
Yeah. It's interesting to your point that it's being sold in exchanges. It's comparable to a price of a regular bodysuit that you would get at a Kohl's or a Macy's. But my issue, I guess, now is less a defensibility and it's more of like, okay, she's a first to market solution, right? The fact that so many of like your focus group ladies were familiar with the brand already, I think helps a lot. I guess my question is with these military contracts, how long is her deal for?
True.
Is she exclusivity?
Yes.
Can she increase her distribution across different exchanges if she meets certain like units sold or like... Exactly. So I think that's the piece where it's less of maybe a game of defensibility, I guess, at this point. It's like, how do you maintain your first to market exclusive footing and make sure that that scales over time?
Definitely. If she's set on the pricing, that is quite a differential. And so I think that she's going to continue to need to double down into the value add a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because again, like in my little group, there were plenty of women that had heard of it, but weren't buying it because they were like, that's $60 to $75, right?
It's expensive.
It's expensive. And I will say too, like politics aside, military folks aren't always known to be paid super high. So especially because exchanges are available to officers, transparently was who I was talking to. So a bit more of an upper
pay scale. A little bit more liquidity.
Yeah, yeah. But like, especially if you're trying to target enlisted women, which traditionally much, much lower pay scale, I think that there's some work to be done about how she's positioning this product as like that all-in-one solution. I think that it's cute. I think that definitely it seems to be functional. But if you're asking a premium price, it's missing something for me. And I think that it's
value.
More value.
More value for the price. So is it like a, I don't know, like a little subscription box that if you sign up for a subscription, you get each of them for $40 instead of $60, and you'll get like different colors each month or different cuts or something to add that value. But she's missing why it's worth paying $60 versus the $4.
Exactly. I think that knowing who she's going up against, like say Emma Greed is a co-partner of like Skims, right? Skims has probably a lot of flexibility to develop products very quickly. I think that with her target market, Haley needs to be like a little careful with how she's going to continue to scale. I think on her website, she's even targeting like the Space Force now, which is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a smaller market. And I'm very curious about like what her long-term plans are. So you have two bodysuits, long sleeve, short sleeve for each of the branches. I couldn't help but feel from this pitch, what's next? What's your next vision? And I think that it would be very difficult to jump outside the military because she has this moat around this community.
Right.
But then marketing bodysuits outside of the military, you're going to need to do more than colors and specs.
Right. It's a very different ballgame. So in some ways, she leaned into this niche community that has like a very certain need, but it also is a little bit of like a barrier for her to cross over and expand beyond to like other categories. I think she kind of mentioned it a little bit. Maybe women that are firefighters or healthcare workers or even like flame repellent base wear for firefighters.
Fun, quick fact. I looked up their claims about being fire retardant.
Wait, they actually claimed it? I missed that.
She was like flame retardant or flame resistant. The military folks got that immediately. Me as a modern consumer, I was just like, oh, you could like set them on fire and they'd be totally fine. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about being flame retardant. So
fire performance?
Yeah, exactly.
Hula hooping? Fire
yeah,
arts,
right? Like, you bring up a really interesting use case, which is like festival wear and
performances. I know so many performers that do fire arts, but I can definitely think of people in like those weird
use cases.
Professional spaces. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she should be the one that all the niche people go to. Mm-hmm. That's what I would recommend, Torch. Go for the performance artists. Who knows?
Yes. But you're right. Like, she's going to have to go to market with something a little bit stronger than just we come in color compliant colors.
Exactly.
And better quality.
Especially if like the idea is long-term expansion. And I think that's where you saw like Emma Greed being like, is this competition? Like
the tension.
She started, it got tense. It got almost unnecessarily tense.
Like, I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I felt very uncomfortable.
Meanwhile, Lori's over there like, I love the look and feel of this. It's right. So good. So yeah, ultimately some questions there. Yeah. But as we may be hinting at, after some hesitation, I think Kevin was very curious if this was appropriate because it was more skin tight. Mm. And Mark was like, is it actually adhering to uniform standards? We got a yes and a yes. Lori was actually the one to make an offer for $150,000 for what was 25% initially, but our founder was able to sort of bring her down to 22.5% equity. Haley and Lori, deal made in heaven. You know, they sealed the deal and Torch walked away with a Shark Tank deal.
It was lit.
It was lit. It was lit. It was lit. I'll just be very curious in the future where this brand goes.
Same.
Production for today's episode was brought to you by Ari DeSarmo. Editing comes from Robert Hartwig and support from Alfred Schultz. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you subscribe to the greatest podcasts ever. That does it for me. See you next week in the tank for another bite. I want to take a break to tell you about a podcast coming to the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology. It's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is currently fragmented. The Next Wave is leading the pack on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. Matt and Nathan are leading AI creators and your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. Listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.